So to summarize what we've talked about in this chapter, built-in C data types are numeric. They're either integer or floating point, and that's even characters. Integer arithmetic truncates fractions, so you got to be careful there. Whenever you want to preserve your fractions in arithmetic, then you need to force floating point arithmetic to keep that. However, if you do a lot of mathematical calculations, you can be hit by round-off error because floating point arithmetic can be inexact. In other words, you calculate a number, and lo and behold, it's not in your floating point number system. You've got a little bit of error. It may not seem like a lot of error because that gap between two numbers is hopefully pretty small most of the time in your floating point number system. But you need to keep in mind that a little bit of error here, a little bit of error there in chained calculations, in a big sequence of calculations, can add up to a lot of error. Again, there's a whole science that deals with that, and that's definitely outside the scope of this course. When you have two values that are being combined in an operation, they will always be balanced. That is, one will be widened to match the other. And in particular, with integers, there's only two types of arithmetic, int and long. You don't have arithmetic for the smaller sizes. If you want to force a particular type of arithmetic, you don't have to declare temporary variables of the type that you want, like we did in the average program, for example, in the last chapter. You can explicitly cast a value to a certain type, and that's enough to force the type of arithmetic that you're after.